I was at the Carlton game and watched them really closely, and I think they're probably, for me, the story out of it. If we're going to start there, which I would like, they were so disappointing.
Did you tip them?
I tipped them.
Carlton to be on. Okay, so let's rewind then, because you're a good smart footy man. Why did you tip Carlton?
So the only one I got wrong over the weekend. I got the Giants.
I got
Fremantle, Gaz. I got 8 out of 9. Bloody Carlton let me down of all clubs. So I picked them. And then I heard David Teague on your show. And I heard the quote. And this isn't a hindsight thing because I made comment on it captain's run on Friday. But can we just rewind and have a listen to David Teague on your show? I think it was on Thursday.
To win two and to stand play probably one of the premiership fancies is exactly what we're looking forward to. And look, we may not get the result. We'll go out there and what we need to do is play the way we want to play, bring the right intent and see where we're at. And we feel if we do play our way and play with that intent and conviction that we will win the game. So that's our challenge.
Well, they didn't either. So we may not win the game. No, well, you didn't win the game. But it's the way we go about it. Well, you didn't do that either. Give me something for David Teague is what I've said. And Gary, I know you were passionate about Carlton and put the test to them and challenged them on your show on Friday. I just don't see anything from this football club that gives me any pride in their performance.
Do you think... I think they've improved. I think they've improved from last year, okay? If you look at those results against Richmond and Port Adelaide, okay, they're a 4 or 5 goal off the pace with... And I think we all believe that they're the best credentialed side in the competition now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, though, are they building enough to get from where they have been to that next rung so that they can actually start to challenge for a flag? I don't think they're going to be challenging for a flag. I think they're improving, but I just don't know whether or not they're going to have enough improvement to actually be an elite team in the competition.
There's key areas of the game that you need to stand up. I think they're okay around the midfield. I think they're competitive in there. They win enough fair share of their footy. Defensively, they are so shaky and so flaky. And I think this is a personnel issue. Like, I can trust Wiedering. Who else can you trust in that back line, personnel-wise? I can't trust Jones yet. 6 possessions, coming off a good fortnight, was completely ineffective. I can't trust Dow. I can't Petrevski-Seaton. And then
Doherty?
Doherty? Probably, but hasn't been in great form. He has looked a bit shaky.
He had a very, very nervous game.
Yeah.
I saw someone gave him the second best player for Carlton on the weekend, which
I didn't see it.
Choked.
And then forward of the ball, like their delivery was the thing that, and looked at that their delivery going forward was the difference between the two sides. So I just think there's key parts of their game that are breaking down.
They can't transition the footy.
Repeatedly.
They can't go from one end of the ground to the other. And
okay, so
when you looked at the numbers and you go, okay, there's the problem. Then I did the game as well. I was at the game. Then you watch the game. They continually get stopped halfway. So that puts pressure back on the defence, which is what Kane's talking about.
Are they playing the right game then that suits their personnel?
Well, they'd love to play most successful sides, and Port Adelaide struggled with this early in the year. They're a front half team. When you talk about that, is that the ball gets in there, doesn't come out. Mm. Melbourne have adopted that, which is why they're having some success at the moment. Port Adelaide didn't have that going for them. They got it back against Richmond and won. And so they would love to be, I think, that sort of side because it takes pressure off your defence and you're able to set up and you can lock the ball in, all those things. But they're not because they've got Eddie Betts there who's 33, 34 years of age. They got Mark Murphy in there who's not a great defensive animal. And then they've got tools in McGovern and Casbolt that don't put pressure on in their forward 50. So all those things contribute. Mind you, Eddie Betts... This is my argument with them, Kane, and my criticism. There's no sizzle. There's no creative flair. The only time they looked super likely to score was when Eddie had the footy there for 5 or 10 minutes in the third quarter.
Levi Casbolt was their most dangerous forward for me, and that's saying a little bit. But, Gaz, for you, so the point on David Teague, I hear that, and I'm so uninspired by that. I hear, the really strong coaches demand a performance and demand an effort. And then now I hear post-game, oh, we won the inside 50s. Yeah. We were even in the clearances.
So what you're talking
behind
about...
Behind the scenes, is he giving it to them like he needs to? Because I'm a Carlton fan and I hear all this positivity coming out on another performance and another year that looks like a failure. I'm a bit flat about it.
Are you saying that the players aren't being held accountable for their performances? No, is that what you think?
But what? Okay, so there's the public messaging and the private.
Yeah, and they're different.
Yeah.
Well, they can be different.
You'd hope they are. Yeah. That's the question. And we don't know how hard he's driving this group privately, like how hard he's demanding. And that messaging that he gave us on Saturday, you know, I hear it as well, but I didn't get as up in arms because you're saying that from the, if you're a supporter, you're listening to it and you're going, hang on, and I get that.
Gives you an out, yeah, I think. We may not win.
As long as it's not, it does for the, that's how your ears are, but from a playing point of view, if he's driving standards as hard as you hope he is through the year, then they're not thinking that's an out.
Okay, we don't know whether or not he does that behind the scenes, okay, because we're not privy to that. What we do know, though, is how they play. And to your point, Gary, the transition part of their game.
They don't kick it well enough.
Okay, so they went and recruited Saad and they went and recruited Williams. Do they now need to play Williams as part of their back six and fix up that part of their game?
Perhaps. Saad looked like he was hobbled. Saad, he played on at one stage Hamish Hartlett, and the two of them couldn't get out of their own way. So he looked hurt to me, Saad.
He has an interesting gait.
He's strapped up like Farlappy, like Paleface Adios at one stage with his knee. So I'm not sure. But anyway, well, we move on from Carlton because in the end, Port Adelaide were really good.